Hey, y'all, I'm going to take a second to give a quick shout out to the official mortgage lender of the Huntley Deep podcast. That's Casey Burns of Prime Lending Mortgage. I've known Casey for 10 years, and he's the only lender I use. I've used Casey to purchase two houses, and the process has been seamless and easy each time. He's the heart of an educator, and he truly cares about what's best for his clients. He specializes in VA loans, but can handle FHA, conventional, and investment loans as well. He's a true expert and specialist in his field, and there's no one I recommend more than Casey. You can contact Casey at casey.burns@primelending.com. Reach him by phone at 919-710-1864. You can also check out all his reviews at www.closewithcasey.com. Thanks, y'all.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Hunt Lift Eat podcast brought to you by Hunt Lift Eat Official. My name's Carter McKenzie, running some sort of co-host with a crew here tonight, my fellow A-team members. We'll go around the horn here and make some introductions, and then we'll dive into it. Coming at us from the great state of New Jersey, Bobby McCready. What's up, man?
What's going on? I like how you can't say that without laughing. Like, no, the great state of New Jersey. No one ever says it, so I know you even laugh there.
Well, I read your bio that is on the website under A-team members.
Is it?
Listeners, go. It will be. Ah. Give me a second. Let me get through this. And you make a jab at New Jersey yourself, so now I can't help but laugh.
I do, yeah. Because it's a lovely state to live in. So, yeah, we'll just leave it at that.
I love it. Caleb Bell coming at us from the broom closet at his gym right now.
Every now and then, this is the best place to find a good barbell. They break pretty easy. You can actually get a good Texas deadlift bar in here, for those of you that actually know what that is, but. No, man, I just got back from a fun weekend in South Dakota, a total archery challenge, shooting every foam target in the world that I could, and couldn't find a better place to do this than hanging out at the gym.
Heck yeah. That looked like an absolute blast, and, you know, I think this is the – your situation appeals to our type of listener right now. You are literally in the freaking side room of your gym right now, so that checks out. And then coming at us from the great state of California, Scotty Eisen. Scotty, I feel kind of bummed. I haven't talked to you in a long time, man.
I know, it's been a minute. I've been MIA for about a week or so, maybe two.
Yeah.
No, but I'm happy to be back. Appreciate it.
Heck yeah, man! Thanks for joining us. And Ariel, you and I just talked 20 minutes ago for a tips episode. So wonderful to see your face again. How are you?
I am great. I mean, poured a little more whiskey and good to go.
There you go. Yeah, I just cracked another Miller Latte, so we're rolling here. We're in business.
Just for the record, in case you guys haven't seen Scotty, it's probably because there is zero roadkill left in the state of California, because he's gone on a spree over the past 3 months and has just picked up everything on the side of the road. That's why he's been MIA.
Yeah, that's exactly where I've been. Actually, I haven't been picking up much roadkill lately. I'm just tired of it, I think. So I'm trying to moving on to bigger, better things.
For the best euro mounts in the business, go follow Scotty on Instagram, everybody.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, there it is. All right, this week, let's jump into it. This is kind of like a bonus surprise, element of surprise episode. And collectively as a group, we decided to wing it tonight. So that is the mission. And the objective tonight is we're talking about the company. We're talking about Hunt Lift Eat, and we're talking about the Hunt Lift team in particular. So the Hunt Lift Eat team, I guess the first iteration, just for a little bit of context for listeners, we opened up the team back in January for applications. We had team applications to come join us over here at Hunt Lift Eat. And we did not really know what to expect. We didn't know what that would really mean. Hunt Lift Eat is a relatively young company and has expanded incredibly well throughout the apparel and now kind of into the lifestyle world of companies. And, you know, I got brought on board and it's been a huge part of my life. And then we decided to expand it because we really are building a community here. And there's a lot of like-minded folks out there who wanted to be a part of it. And so we were always just inundated with questions every day. You know, how can I join? How can I be part of the team? Do you have pro staff? Do you have field staff? Do you have whatever? Do you have an ambassador program? And so we decided to kind of take that and create our own idea of what all of those words kind of mean. And the word team is really intentional for Luke, who is the CEO, Luke Cox. And he created this program to be very intentional. And its full definition in all of its glory can be found at huntlifteat.com. If you go to the tab under the company and then join the Hunt, Lift, Eat team, everything can be spelled out there.
Carter, you couldn't have said that better, man. I've talked to way too many people lately that keep asking about brand ambassadorships or pro staff or field staff, and I think that's a huge misconception. That's not what we are here, by any shape, form, or mean. We've got a collective group of individuals who are driven by a similar mindset, who have come together to not only better ourselves, but better the community and kind of better everyone around us. We are truly changing what we do, and we're trying to make it a community. It's not about being a brand partner. If that's what you're looking for, this is not the team for you. Don't even put apply, don't read the application. If you're willing to dive into a good group of people with a common goal and a common mindset and willing to help each other, this might be the route to go. But if you're looking for a brand ambassador, no, not where it's at.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And I think, I don't want to speak for everybody here, but a lot of people who are on what we call the A team of Hunt Lift Eat, who is kind of like the original 10 folks who helped get the company off the ground with Luke and Caroline. Everybody has been part of a pro staff or an ambassadorship or a field staff or like whatever fancy word companies like to use, where they give you your 10% off code. And then all you do is you go out and you create content for them and tag them on Instagram and help sell their products. And then what do you get in return? And if that's all you're looking for, and you know, it's not a knock against that, if that's all you're looking for and that's what you're interested in, go for it. I did it with 3 separate companies and it always left me feeling a bit, unfulfilled, I guess. Won't call out any names, but, there wasn't that sense of community, and I'm a people person. I like meeting new folks, and I, you know, I like folks who lift weights, and I like folks who like spending times in the woods. And that really kind of drew me to this company as well.
I totally agree. You know, don't get me wrong, you know, all those fancy, you know, field staff, all that stuff, it sounds great. You know, I think all of us that are passionate about whatever it is, whether it's, you know, the outdoors or hunting or fitness or even cooking, you know, it sounds appealing, but the special thing about Hunt Lift Eat is the community, like we've said, you know, and it's even opened up my, you know, my mind to other things too, you know, and really generated a big motivation to just do better, you know, and all the things that I'm doing. And it's not just social media stuff, you know, that stuff's great. You know, posting pictures and videos and following the Instagram and Facebook pages and whatnot. But, you know, but there's I think we all just help push each other to be better, even though we're scattered across the country. I know just personally, I mean, I've over the past, I'll say 6 months, you know, since a lot of this stuff has gone down, I've been working real hard on my own fitness, you know, and maybe kind of lost track of that a little bit last year, or certainly like during COVID or whatnot. You know, but it's definitely kind of sparked something new in me, which I love, you know, you know, I was following Hunt Lift Eat before, and, you know, I believe things happen for a reason in all of our lives, you know, and if you're passionate about these things and looking for, a group of like-minded people to kind of share these experiences with, and people that are going to motivate you and hold you accountable. And, you know, this is certainly an amazing place to be with an awesome group of people.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of incredible when you take a step back, like, you know, not to be all whatever, but like, I would have never met you folks, right? That would have never happened. I would have never known any of you existed, and y'all would have never known I existed. And now here we are. I spend a lot of my evenings with the four of you, and that's not insignificant. And it's like kind of one of the coolest things in my life right now. Like I find it very fulfilling in my life. And it's, you know, I'm fortunate that you guys found the application and decided to apply. But, you know, the reason why I have the four of you, or asked the four of you to come on here, is y'all are part of the first iteration of this team member program. That wasn't a thing when I got brought on board, and that was something that Luke and Derek kind of cooked up, and it turned out to be a great idea. And this is the first iteration, and we didn't really know what to expect. And we were overwhelmed with the response. And kind of like what you're talking about, Scotty, everybody is from everywhere. I mean, from Alaska to Florida and everywhere in between and in all directions. And it's slightly overwhelming, you know, when you get all these folks who are interested in your company and all of a sudden want to be a part of it. And you're like, oh, wow. Like, okay, I'm on the hook now. Like, we got to deliver. So I guess, you know, let's just go around the horn here and kind of, I want to know what drew each of you to the application, what drew you to Hunt Lift Eat, or share your story, how you came across Hunt Lift Eat as a company, because, you know, the intention of this podcast is not to be, it's not a sales pitch and it's not, you know, well, I mean, at the end of the day, we sell apparel and we got to sell t-shirts, right? We sell t-shirts, we make money, everybody's happy. We're not going to shy away from that, but this isn't a sales pitch, but I do want people to know who are maybe considering jumping on and applying for the team member position that we're reopening up this August, maybe a little more information what they're jumping into rather than the four of y'all who went in maybe a little blind. So let's start east to west here. We'll start northeast. Bobby, what drew you to the Hunt Lift Eat application, man?
So it's actually funny that I guess it was like 2 years ago, I found my first piece of HLE apparel, and that was the vegan skip leg day bumper sticker. And I found that and I started cracking off at that. And then I was like, you know what, as a joke, I'm going to order a bunch of these and start slapping them on random people's fucking cars. And I think it's hysterical at my gym. So I ended up starting to do that. Fell in love with a lot of posts on Instagram. And then I saw a picture, and I don't know if you guys remember, it was a picture a while back ago of everybody standing around. I guess you guys were all chilling, doing a hunt or something. I'm like, man, these guys kind of look like Black Rifle dudes or some shit. Like, they look cool as hell. Like, they're ready to smoke some shit. So I ended up, I saw the application open, and I was like, wow, this is really cool. And I was really drawn to the fact that how involved Luke and Caroline are with the company. Like you were saying before, that you have brand ambassadors where you can be a brand ambassador for somebody. You have no idea who the CEO is. You don't know. You don't have his cell phone number. You don't know who anything about him. You don't know anything about, you know, what he's standing for. You just know about, like, hey, you're here for your discount code. Here, I feel like it's completely different. Like, everything's so personal. And I look at it this way, as every week, I feel like almost me and you were doing a podcast, Carter. And my wife even said, like, last week, she's like, wait, You're not spending the night with Carter? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like getting to that point where it's like, what the fuck? Like, you're not doing that now? I was like, no, we still are. But it's just come like an everyday routine now of how awesome it is. And it's definitely has made me pretty happy here being with all of you guys across. I mean, where else can you go and you can mail somebody an awesome gift that lives all the way across the United States and his dad gets it out of the mailbox?
Oh, no. Yeah. You bring a special flair to the Hunt Lift Eat team, Bobby.
Oh, I appreciate that.
New Jersey flair. For sure, man. I love it, man. No, it's really well said. And you're exactly right. Like, you know, the CEO is really involved in, well, less so now on deployment, but he's still really involved and tries to stay active and is one text away from everybody who's a part of the company and really has... Yeah. A finger on the pulse.
Yeah. And I mean, even in an interview process, I was nervous as hell. I'll admit it. Like, I didn't care. I'll say it. You log into Zoom and all of a sudden you just see you, Derek, and Luke just staring and grilling at me. And I'm like, oh fuck. I didn't realize it was going to be like this many people looking at me. And then I remember, I'll never forget it. I got the mounts behind me. And Luke goes, oh man, those are some fucking nice mounts. I'm like, all right, this guy's pretty chill. And he's like, wait, you're from fucking New Jersey? And I was like, that's when I lost it. I was like, all right, this is going to be a cool, pretty place here now. He's like, I would have thought like Montana or something cool. He's like, damn.
Yeah, that's funny. And it depended on what Luke face you would get, whether we were 2 hours into interviews that night or whether we were the first five, because damn, we were overwhelmed with how many folks applied. And we ran 2 hours a night for almost 4 weeks. It was
oh my
insane.
Gosh.
It was wild. But I thought that was really cool what he did. He was on, you know, the CEO was on every single interview, which is, that's pretty cool. From a unbiased and new to HLE point of view as well. But yeah, man, I love that. Ariel, what about you? You have a different background than some of these other hunters, but you are well versed in the fitness world and are stepping foot into the outdoors. So what kind of drew you to the Hunt Lift Eat application?
So in the beginning, I was roommates with Caleb. He was with y'all from the very beginning, so I was seeing him buy all the shirts, hats, all that shit scattered throughout the house. didn't really know what it was all about. Then I moved up to Maryland and started like getting an interest into hunting and stuff, because I grew up like catfishing, bass fishing, but that's about it. I've never really hunted outside of that. I've wanted to get into that, but I've just not really, my dad's not a big hunter, so I've never really done any of that. So I started following Hunt Lift Eat because of Caleb and started picking up tips here and there. I love how y'all reach out to everybody. Like, it doesn't matter like what time of day, like Hunt Lift Eat will repost your shit. They'll respond to your shit. Like, they'll answer your questions. New hunter, old hunter, whatever, doesn't matter. They'll help you out. So I started following because of that. That's pretty much it. Caleb told me I should apply. I didn't really think I should apply because I'm not really a hunter. Like, I fish for shits and giggles, but that's about it. I lift. I got the lift and eat part down, but that's about it. But I applied. I talked to all y'all. I figured anyone that roasts Caleb as much as I do are good people. So, yeah, that's pretty much my story. Here I am trying to bow hunt this year. We'll see how that goes. So,
yep. Heck yeah. That's awesome. And you're a really good example of, you know, Hunt Lift Eat is not just folks who hunt. It's not a mutually exclusive club. You don't have to hunt, lift, and eat. We're not checking boxes during the interview process. But typically what we found is that the three prongs, the three pillars right there, do have a lot in common. And like you said, you're interested in getting into the hunting aspect, which is also super cool. Like, I know, well, all three of these other dudes here have found the mentor aspect of hunting incredibly rewarding, and introducing folks to the outdoors. And I know, Bobby, you've been really involved with the women's hunt in the R3 program up in New Jersey.
Oh yeah, one of my favorite things, actually. And that's why, you know, we talked about that on the interview. Is, you know, I'm with a nonprofit organization here in New Jersey as well that I run, and I love helping and being mentor to other people that are looking to get into it. And I feel like that's what's really cool about our group is you have people that never hunted a day in their life, and you got guys that I thought I was an experienced hunter. And then I walk in here and I'm like, man, I can get shit on by half these guys in here too. Like, there's just such a wide variety of people in here, and the tips, man, that you get from everybody leaning on each other and depending on each other. And it's great.
Yeah. And on the, you know, counterpoint to that, I thought I was strong until I started following Ariel. And then I was like, oh, I'm a weak little bitch. Like, maybe I should.
Yeah,
maybe
no, you just are. You just are.
Maybe I should ask her how to deadlift more. And, you know, there's all aspects of that from the three pillars here within this team. And like you said, you know, Caleb Jordan he's the heart and soul of Hunt Lift Eat. And he's been OG since day one. And but he's kind of the perfect example of the individual that we want on the team here. Like, give the shirt off your back and willing to share information, and someone who's always uplifting and helping each other out. And we're really building a community here. So I think that's really well said, Ariel.
And it's also like you were saying, like, it's not about the 10% code. Like, a lot of people like want to get sponsored, like want y'all to pay for shit. And that's not what this is about at all. We're about helping each other, pushing each other. And it's not just us. Like, we're trying to help everybody. We're not singling anyone out. It's not about you got to make two posts per week. It's none of that bullshit that a lot of ambassador programs are about. We're the polar opposite. And that's exactly what I didn't want. And that's what I kind of figured you guys were about. And yeah, that's very true. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember one ambassador program I applied to. It was a company in the outdoor industry, and they sent over a contract and they were like, you have to do this many posts and you have to on Facebook and Instagram and stories and posts and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, this is the worst. Like, this is totally rubbing me the wrong way. I was like, I hate this. Like, where is the, why are you, I don't know. I just felt like on the hook. I was like, I felt like they were like, gotcha. Like you're in it now. And you know, don't get me wrong, you get some sweet ass discounts. If you join the HLE team, you get some awesome discounts in the outdoor world. But that shouldn't be just the objective.
No, I think you said that awesome, man. Like it's so true that at the end of the day, all these ambassador programs, it's all about the contract. And honestly, I think the only contract that HLE ever puts out there is just being true to yourself. Every one of us in here is the most genuine individual of who we are. None of us are putting on a facade. We don't give a fuck what anybody thinks about us. We are who we are. Ariel's over here drinking whiskey. Carter's over here drinking bitch beer. Bobby's over there sniffing cone noses. And Scotty's over there picking up roadkill. Like, it doesn't matter. That is our group of people. And that is the biggest contract we have, is being true to each other. But at the end of the day, guys, that being true to oneself is a huge part of this team. If you have to put a facade on to impress us and impress everybody here, probably not the right route. We are as true as it gets.
Yeah, 100%, man. That's incredibly well said and accurate. I mean, I remember when Luke asked me to come on board and join the A-team, the word authentic just kept like kind of rolling around in my head, and it was at the forefront of my mind. And authenticity is something that's unfortunately lacking a lot these days, I think. And it's a really powerful word and it's really important. And I think authenticity with your friends, authenticity with your, you know, with your spouse or with your, whoever you're in a relationship with, and being authentic with, you know, anybody you interact with is really important. It's a really good attribute. And authenticity in a company is like, wow, like that's rare and it's admirable. And that's what really got me on board too. And I was like, oh, this is authentic.
And that's kind of what brought me onto the organization. You know, I've been hitting Luke up for, I think maybe 2 years, 3 years now, somewhere in there, just on Instagram. Found that HLE website, loved the gear, dove into it, and just had casual conversations with him. And that was the biggest thing that drew me to the brand here. At the end of the day, I don't give a crap what the fuck I wear. What I care about is who I'm representing. And that's where it's at, right? I've got a million different pieces of gear, but the only thing that matters to me is what performs and who are the people that I'm representing. And right here, we're representing the best. You've got down-to-earth, good home people. Luke's a badass. Caleb's got the most beautiful hair I've ever seen on a man in my life. It's almost weird. Like, I think he's probably sponsored by Suave. I don't know.
But if you smelled him, you would know that he's not sponsored by Suave, but
hey, maybe this is a good plug. Suave, hit Caleb up. He definitely needs it. Apparently we need some good hair care products. But yeah, I started hitting Luke up a couple years back, just kind of bullshitted throughout the time and talked about hunting. And that's about the time they came over here to Colorado. And then next thing you know, the applications came on board and I couldn't think of a better team to be a part of at that point, especially when the interview process happened. Carter, you said it right there on the nose. I interviewed Luke and Derek. Like, at the end of the day, like, it was an interview for me. I've always been a very firm believer that if you're going to represent something, you should be the one doing the interviewing, because I need to know who you are. And at the end of the day, if you want to see that true authenticity, and we'll keep bringing that word up, that's who we are. Authentic all day long. And that's what we're looking for. Authentic, driven, badass people who are wanting to be a part of the community. Also, on 4th of July, they need to be able to deadlift and chug PBR.
At the same time.
Which, Ariel, is the challenge this year. I don't know if you've seen that, but I'm picking up 450 for three with PBR this year.
My max is 430, but...
Yeah, but you're badass.
He's already practicing. Look, he's in the broom closet.
Yeah, waiting. That's right.
You got a couple days. You can get there.
Yeah, that's fine.
And you need to video that. I want to see that.
It's going to go one of two ways. I'm either going to throw up all over the deadlift platform in the process. I'm going to poop, or I'm going to get it. I don't know. Like, it could happen.
Or all three?
At the same time.
All three. Yeah.
Three beat.
The triple threat. Yeah. I love it. I love it. Yeah. Authentic, man. It's a powerful word. And if you're going to wear somebody's brand on your chest, I think that's important. Scotty, I don't think I've ever asked you, man, what drew you to the application? And I'm very thankful you did apply.
Oh, well, like I said, I've been following the page for a while. I was always, you know, interested in everything being posted. And then, you know, last hunting season, had a great season. My sister, you know, she loves social media, and she's like, you need to start an Instagram page just for hunting, you know? And I was like, you're kind of crazy. You're crazy. You know, I don't want to do that. But then the more I thought about it, I was like, you know what, maybe I actually can do that. And, so I started my own page, and then, you know, just kind of letting things happen, on their own. And, you know, when the ambassadorship popped up, I'm like, you know, this is like exactly what I'm looking for right now. And, things just started clicking, and, you know, doing some more research. And now after being involved for, some time now, you know, just, I personally work for a family business, and not to say that this is technically, you know, in a way a family business, you know, seeing Luke and Caroline kind of lead from the front. You know, it's pretty inspiring to see a couple, you know, spouses work together so closely like that. And then at the same time, you know, obviously Luke's in the service, and they're making their sacrifices for our country, you know, and I can relate with that. And so I totally respect that. And, you know, the apparel itself is awesome. You know, I mean, all like my best t-shirts are all Huntlift t-shirts. I mean, they're comfortable. I love them. And now I've worked out in them so much, I just need to keep getting more, I guess. But, but the apparel, you know, it's one thing. And you know, it's high quality. It's probably the best stuff you can get. But, again, being part of that community, you know, and being pushed to do better, you know, I'm really looking forward to this upcoming hunting season coming up and seeing all the different adventures everybody's going to end up going on, or whether it's fishing or whatever they're doing. But there's just a lot of buildup, I feel like, for the season coming up, and then being able to do it kind of like part of the team, you know, as a team in a way, you know, and having support and, you know, it's just exciting to think about. And this is just the first year of many, you know, and there's just so much potential for not just for Hunt, Lift, Eat, but just for all of us individually, you know, lifelong friendships. And, you know, it's, you know, it doesn't get any better than that, you know, because that, you know, at the end of the day, that's what hunting's about. It's about the experiences, you know, it's about spending time with people. And doing what we all love to do. And again, that could be hunting, it could be fishing, it could be working out, it could be cooking, it could be whatever it is that you do, you know, as long as you have a passion about it. I think that there's a huge support group here for everybody. And I think for all of us, you know, when we see what other people are doing, it kind of, you know, it inspires us to kind of get out there and maybe push the limits a little bit and see what we're capable of. And I know me personally, you know, all of the new friendships and stuff, like I can't wait to just the possibility of, you know, linking up together, you know, and hanging out or going out on a hunt together at some point. It's pretty awesome, you know? And again, like what you're saying, Carter, you know, we wouldn't have all met each other ever, probably, you know, if we ever did, you know, meet each other somewhere, it'd be like, oh, these freaking hunters from Georgia, man, where the hell did they come from? You know? You know, it's great and I love it. And, I'm excited every time, you know, I get to tell my wife, oh, I'm doing a podcast tonight, you know, and my family loves it. And, all the people that I know they ask about it all the time, you know? And so I'm letting everybody know, hey, they're going to open up, ambassadorship, the program again, coming up August 1st. And, you know, I'm just happy, feel fortunate to be part of the whole team and happy to spread the word, you know, I feel like I've benefited from it a lot so far, you know, and I enjoy it. But what about you, Carter? How did you find your way all the way to this point? Because you certainly, you know, feel it seems like you have the bull by the horns, you know, and you're managing everything, you're kicking ass, and I've always been curious how you made your way to this point.
It's all a facade, Scotty. It's all a facade.
Just fake it till you make it, right?
Dude, story of my life. Story of my life. Yeah, I'm a high school teacher here in Georgia, and then I came across Hunt Lift Eat on Instagram, and I will talk hunting or anything outdoors with anybody who's willing to listen at all times, which I think is something that is echoed frequently across the team, which is kind of my favorite aspect of the Hunt Lift Eat team. And kind of like you said, Scotty and Caleb, I messaged Luke. I loved what his company stood for, and I loved what he was posting. And he was down at stationed at Fort Benning here in Georgia. And I had a lot of buddies. I went to a senior military college, and so I had a lot of buddies who were down at Fort Benning as well. And kind of started talking to him through Instagram. And to Ariel's point, he responded, and he was, you know, he had a conversation, and not like a lot of companies, it was not what I expected. And I was like, oh, this is like a regular dude. And he loves to hunt. And I've got permissions on a couple farms up here in North Georgia. And I was like, hey, I like hunting with anybody and everybody. Do you want to come up sometime? And we kind of set a date. And he came up to turkey hunt one spring. And my wife was like, you're doing what? And I was like, yeah, like, she started calling Luke my Instagram boyfriend. And she was like, yeah, your Instagram boyfriend is coming to our house? Like, this stranger who you've never met is coming to our house? And I was like, yeah, like, we're going to go turkey hunting. Like, it'll be good. And she was like, that's fucking weird. Like, you can't just, like, invite people to the house to, like, go hunting. I was like, yeah, you can. It's going to be great.
Coming up on the next episode of Catfished. Carter McKenzie.
So, in case I got catfished, I had my wife go stay with a friend that night in case I got murdered. And she was like, hey, if you get murdered, like, all good. I won't be here. I was like, perfect. That's awesome. Anyway, didn't get murdered. Had an awesome weekend turkey hunting with Luke, and it turned into several seasons of deer hunting and turkey hunting and that kind of stuff. And he invited me up to his family farm in Virginia. And then, you know, he asked me, oh, actually, that's not true. I went out to Wyoming for the second time, and I said, hey, dude, do you want to come along? I had gone on my first Western hunt ever, hunting antelope in Wyoming. And then I had done some research and decided to put in for a mule deer tag. And it was a unit or a region that was easy to draw. And I said, hey, man, do you want to come? And he's like, hell yeah, I want to come. And that kind of really solidified our friendship, spending a week in the backcountry together in a tent and hunting in a different aspect, not a controlled environment, totally new for both of us. And it was awesome. And then after that, he was like, hey man, do you want to join the Hunt Lift Eat team? And I was like, what does that even mean? Like, what are you even talking to me about? Cause I had never met anybody else on the Hunt Lift Eat team at all, other than Caroline. Backtracking, Caroline is also a teacher, and so is my wife. After Luke didn't murder me and I didn't murder Luke, from Caroline's perspective, she came up the next trip, and my wife and her hit it off and became fast friends. They're like the same person. And so we were like really tight with them. And he said, do you want to join the Hunt Lift Eat team? And I was like, sure. Like, what does that mean? What do you need from me? And that really, I mean, I dove right in, and it's been a phenomenal outlet for me. Separate from work, it's phenomenal to talk hunting and outdoors and talk online with folks who know what preference points are, and people who want to talk about big giant bulls, and people who want to talk about deadlift PRs, and people who want to talk about euro mounts. And it's just been really good for me, I think, mentally, physically, emotionally. I've gotten a lot out of it. It's been very fulfilling for me, just from a lifestyle perspective. And this podcast has been a ton of work. I mean, two podcasts a week, you're out of control. But I have found it very fulfilling. And talking with folks across the country who share the same sentiments and believe in the same kind of pillars of life, and building this community has been unbelievably fulfilling. I don't want to sound like I'm overselling it, but like, it's kind of a breath of fresh air. It hit me at a really important time in my life with, I got a 2-year-old who is just reaching a point where she is just like wild and out of control. And, I don't know, we live on 6 acres here and I got a lot of folks who are similar minded around on this team, and it's been amazing. That's the story. It was really long winded, but
that
was
well, I can appreciate that, man, because your hard work's paying off, you know. And I think for a lot of us, before we made it here, you know, we're listening to these podcasts and you start recognizing the voices and the names and whatnot, and, you know, becoming part of the team, you know, I just felt like I was kind of swooped up into all of it, you know, and felt like I was part of the team the moment I made the team, you know. I didn't feel like I had to do anything outside the interview, you know. I didn't feel like I could just be myself, and that's all that was needed from me, you know. And but, you know, hey man, you're kicking ass, you know, you're doing a lot of work, and I think we all see that. And it's, you know, I think it's, you're impacting a lot of people, you know, and, hopefully we all are in our own special small way, but, you know, it's pretty awesome. And, you know, we appreciate everything that you've been doing. I know your load is heavy right now, you know, with everybody being gone, but, you know, you're kicking ass, and, I think it goes without saying that we all appreciate all of that.
Yeah, I really appreciate that, man. I'm a big words of affirmation guy, so you're talking my language. But, you know, it's something I believe in. It's something we all believe in. And, you know, it's a great testament to this team here at Hunt Lift Eat. And if that's something that interests you, if being part of a community that is built on education and mentorship and all facets, not just hunting, lifting, or eating, but, you know, stepping outside and looking at things from a financial point of view, and you know, if you're into videography or photography or nutrition or like whatever facet interests you, this is the community for you. If you want to come in swinging and be a part of something, this is it. It's an uplifting, educational community.
Yeah, we need a Hunt Lift Eat cookbook coming out.
We do need a Hunt Lift Eat cookbook. That is for sure in the works. It is for sure on the table. Yes, I agree with you.
Yeah. Well, you know, like we said, everybody's from scattered across the country, you know, and I've hunted mostly or exclusively out here in California in the West and Colorado. But it's been really fun for me to learn more about, you know, whitetail hunting and hunting squirrels, you know, like those are some of the, I had so much fun listening to those podcasts, you know, and, all the different, you know, the tactics do change when you, depending on where you're hunting, you know? And so, I've learned a lot about things I probably wouldn't have never, taken the time to go research, you know, without listening to the podcast, you know. And I look forward every week to what's new coming out, you know, whether I'm on it or not, you know, we're all listening. I mean, I'm listening, but, I've learned so much from everybody that's been involved and on the podcast and the seminars that are offered up, from learning the photography and the videography and, different, diet programs and whatnot, that are offered up. It's been really beneficial, you know, I think certainly for me, speaking for myself.
I couldn't have said that any better myself, Scotty. Like at the end of the day, we all have to leave a legacy, and the platform that HLE has provided here that we're all a part of is this team. I've probably had 300-400 messages, just random people needing help in life, whether it's advice, they hear our podcast, they just want somebody to talk to. They want mentorship about hunting, mentorship about life, growth, development, whatever it may be. I mean, that's an awesome part of this team. You have the ability to be a good person and reach more people than just yourself at the end of the day. And that's kind of a fun, uplifting part of it. You hit that right on the nose, man. It's been incredible to reach out to all these random individuals and really help them and hopefully put their life in a different perspective.
You're exactly right. You know, and I've experienced the same thing, leading up to this. You know, I've got people sending messages, you know, and asking just for a little bit of help here and there on European mounts and whatnot. And that would have never happened if it wasn't for Hunt Lift Eat, for sure. You know, I enjoy that. I love trying to offer up some advice and kind of, certainly on the European mounts, hopefully seeing the progress and seeing what the final result is. And if I could be of any help to anybody, that's what I'm here for. And that's what I love doing. So, and that all just brings us back to that sense of community at the end of the day. It's an awesome place to be, you know.
Bobby, words of wisdom?
I always have words of wisdom for you. So yeah, I was actually holding this in for a little bit. You know, what was really exciting for me, like a turning point in the HLE, is when I went on my turkey trip, man, and I talked about it for a while, and I was really excited to go on my turkey trip. I think you guys were more excited that I got a turkey than I was. And that was like really fucking cool to me. I was like, damn, man, these guys are like Sky's measuring me, like, what are you doing with this part of it? Like, what are you doing?
keep the skull.
Yeah. I was like, it was just so cool because I had the best trip, man. And then you guys just like, oh yeah, I was so happy for you. And even Evan was happy. And I'm like, I haven't really talked to Evan too much. And he's like, oh, I was so excited for you. You know, like all we've done is like each other's stuff back and forth. And I find it so cool how close everybody is here. And I think it's like we're just a big ass dysfunctional family, basically, is the pretty best way. Weird Thanksgiving dinners.
Yeah. Dysfunctional being the key word there for sure.
Absolutely. No, but seriously though, Bobby, I think probably for you going into that turkey hunt was probably, you're probably so jacked up just to get out there and go do that. After I don't know how many other turkey hunts you've done, but you know, just having the support of everybody, was probably pretty awesome. And then coming out successful was even better.
Oh, 100%. And then talking about it on the podcast was so cool. Manifesting the turkey and everything. And it's just so neat. And like, it's like, you know, I go to work and work my ass off. And then I realize like, you know, I come back and I'm like, oh shit, I got a podcast due tonight. And it's not like you're like, oh man, I got to do a podcast. You're like, oh shit. Yeah. Finally I get to do a podcast this week. Like, it's great. Like it's uplifting instead of, you know, something that's out of your normal everyday hamster wheel, cut and dry cookie cutter routine that you've been doing. So.
Yeah. I mean, where else are we going to talk about blow darting iguanas and iguanas 101? I mean, I'm actually kind of looking forward to making iguana feet salt shakers. Scotty, I'm going to thank you for that. It's going to happen.
We'll put it on the recipe book.
Yeah, definitely in the cookbook.
Iguana feet salt shakers.
Heck yeah, man. Well, I love it, guys. You know, this team member program is, you know, I guess the word of the night is authentic. So Hunt Lift Eat Official is opening up team member applications August 1st. If you are interested in joining the team, you should submit an application. Message anybody on this podcast right now if you have any questions at all. Message the Hunt Lift Eat Official Instagram itself. Someone will get back to you relatively promptly. We're pretty good about it. If you're interested in reading more about joining the Hunt Lift Eat team, go to huntlifteat.com. And then under the tab, the company, the first kind of tab under that, the first banner is join the Hunt Lift Eat team. And I would encourage anybody who's thinking about joining to read the join the team page here. And I would read every word, and I would read every word twice, right, Ariel?
Yep, twice. Twice, maybe three times, yeah.
Twice, maybe three times.
And study your riddles.
You can never be too sure.
That's right. That's right.
I say we up it this time. We do fuck, marry, kill or something like that. Like,
just get really aggressive with it.
Yeah, you gotta like really screw them up too. I did one the other day. It was like Winnie the Pooh, Goofy, and like Cinderella. And no matter what the answer is, it's going to be completely wrong. So yeah,
this is why you're banned on TikTok.
Everything. I'm banned from my own company doing interviews, so I can't even do them anymore because this is how I do them.
There you go. Well, hopefully you'll draw Scotty and I's team and not Bobby's team, make you question your life choices there.
Oh, you're
yeah. Go on there, read the join the HLE team, read it twice. Luke is a big attention to detail kind of guy, as is Caleb, actually. Shout out Caleb Bell's attention to detail. And like Caleb was talking about earlier, you know, if you are applying and you come to this interview process, take it exactly like Caleb was talking about. And, you know, you're interviewing us as much as we're interviewing y'all. Make sure this is something you want to be part of and something you're proud of and, you know, want to represent.
No, guys, at the end of the day, attention to detail is a huge part of it, but the company that you represent has to represent you as well. I mean, we've already talked about it, but I can't drive that point far enough in. And if you're questioning it, check out these podcasts. You're not going to meet a more real group of people sitting around bullshitting and talking about these things. Every one of these podcasts has been a true friendship, a true talk. Literally, it's like sitting around a bar stool, hanging around best people that you've known your entire life, taking shots of whiskey and talking about deadlifting, hunting, and eating. Shoot, half the time we just talk about being a better person. So that attention to detail is big. And I'm kind of hoping that I can interview some of you guys because I'm going to fuck with you hardcore. You better be ready.
Yeah, 100%, man. I love it. Well, let's go around the horn here, see if anybody has any closing thoughts. The last thing I want to mention before we wrap up here, there is a cost structure for the Hunt Lift Eat team. And I think that's important and something we want to be upfront about. There is a subscription to join the team, and it's not something we want to shy away from. At the end of the day, this is a company. We have to make money. But also, what we found to be successful is we like people who put their money where their mouth is. And when you're on the hook, you seem to be a little bit more invested and then fading into the background and just disappearing for your discount codes. Do y'all have any thoughts on the cost structure or the fact that there is a subscription service here? I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Oh, 100%. I'm a huge perspective guy. I think everybody that's been listening to these podcasts and has gotten to know me, I am a huge perspective guy. Do not look at this as you are paying $250 to have an application and potentially join a team. That is a $250 investment into yourself. The amount of knowledge that I have pulled from these podcasts, the friendships that I've made with this team that I might never have been exposed to, the $250 is a drop in a bucket. And at the end of the day, it is an investment into yourself, your growth, your development, and who knows, potentially your future. So that $250, I think, is what it was. Don't shy away from it. That cost structure is nothing. It's an investment into yourself, and look at it that way.
I totally agree, Caleb. You know, we all have to assess that in our life, our own finances, you know, and being smart with our finances. But it's a total investment in ourselves, and the team overall. And you do have options. You know, you can pay monthly. You can throw it all down at once, which is what I did, and I've already forgotten about it. But I understand that can be difficult for some people. Certainly if you're younger, trying to get your feet underneath you, you know, you're going to school, you're working hard, you're trying to save. But if this is something that you're passionate about, then it's worth every penny at the end of the day. And again, it's an investment in yourself, like you said, and you know, it's up to you to create that return on your own, you know?
No, Scotty, that's a great way to put stuff on that. And at the end of the day, just to give you guys a rough idea of the people you're getting involved with, if you haven't already figured that out, during the whole application process, I loved it so much that I even told Luke during that whole deal, you know, if he's got a guy or two, that some of these college kids that are scared to apply, and I know everybody's not in the same situations, but I told him I'd 100% sponsor him because if they're the right person for the team, that's the kind of people we want. And we don't want that to shy away from anything. But guys, take the chance. Those are the kind of people you're getting involved with. $250 for the knowledge, the friendships, the gear discounts are great. But at the end of the day, the knowledge, the friendships, and the people you're involved with, $250 is a drop in the bucket for what you're going to gain from this tenfold. I mean, you would never know the mop and glow tip. You would never know the nose cone. We wouldn't know about Ariel's badass 430-pound max PR deadlift. Or if Iguanas 101.
Yeah, it's true. It's a great point. And I'm going to hunt with every single one of you soon, as soon as possible. And that is worth every dollar that I could ever imagine paying. I would empty my savings account to go hunt with all of you this fall. And that itself, you know, the friendships there is worth every single dollar. So just wanted to be transparent about that aspect of it. You got any thoughts on it, Bobby?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I mean, you got to be invested in yourself. I mean, I feel like if it was a free program, let's face it, anytime somebody gets something for free, you kind of fizz off into the back and you kind of don't want to deal with, you know, you don't treat it like it's something that you're invested in. So being that it's less than a dollar a day to do this, then you can literally become fully committed. That's the people we want with us here too. We want people that are going to be fully committed and not shy off into the back. And plus, me and you also have a date, July 1st, to get something, by the way. And I would never get that unless you told me about that. So if I wasn't here, I probably wouldn't have reminders set on July 1st right now.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I'm intrigued after that one. Really curious. Coming from Bobby, that could mean literally anything.
So earlier he said he spent a week in the mountains with Luke, but you weren't intrigued about that. But the fact that I said me and him have something to do July 1st.
No, we know what that. We know what's going on. We know what a week in the mountains in Georgia. We know what's going on.
No, July 1, Wyoming preference points open for anybody who's listening.
Yep. Get on it.
Non-residents. I have big plans for an HLE out-of-state hunt. And I'm gonna harass every person to buy an antelope point this summer so we can make that happen. Have a big HLE team hunt out there.
I appreciate the heads up, boys. Thanks a lot for that.
Yeah, thanks for the 5-day notice. That's not good.
Is it July 1st? Yeah, what do you want from me?
Are you saying it's not too late?
No, it's not too late. It's never too late. I didn't even want to disclose that information to all these wonderful listeners, but we will, because, you know, we're not holding anything back here.
That's all public knowledge.
It is all public knowledge.
And that's one of the things. I mean, you're going to, if you don't know how draws work, if you don't know, the ins and outs of getting involved into hunting or any of these other aspects, you know, this is a great resource for everybody, you know?
Yep, absolutely. And, kind of going back to the dues, I think it's important to say the dues are not, nobody's making money off the dues. All the money is getting rolled back into the company. Apparel is a remarkably difficult industry to make a profit off of, with paying for shipments up front, and you don't know how many orders are going to get filled or put in. And for this team program itself, all the dues go into getting seminars for every team member every month, and having experts in their fields come on and talk to everybody and making all that happen. So it's not a get rich quick scheme. Just ask Luke himself. So there you go.
For the record, the seminars alone are worth the investment. The photography seminars the other day with Eric on here, like the seminars are badass.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Eric Bartel last week was an unbelievable that podcast or that seminar itself was unreal. It was crazy. It felt unreal talking to him for an hour and listening to him talk marketing and how to grow a company or your brand. But it was awesome. But yeah, we're rolling up in an hour here, guys. We'll go around the horn, see if anybody has any closing thoughts. Ariel, can we start with you?
Yeah. So I hate to play this card, but, as a woman, I can count on one hand how many females that I would go shooting with, go fishing with, let alone fucking hunting with. So it's rare. But in this group, there's quite a few women in this group, that I love, I've met because of HLE, and that's awesome. And then also as a veteran, I mean, most of us are veterans. There's a few of us that aren't. There's a few of us that are still active. So that's great. Like, HLE gives back wherever they can. The whole team wants to help. It doesn't matter if you've never hunted, you've hunted all your life. Like, everyone wants to help. Everyone has advice. We're all from different walks of life. So, I mean, there's no judgment here. I mean, we'll talk shit, but there's no judgment here. So if that's what you're about, then this is the place for you.
I love that. And that's really important to a lot of us, I think, growing the female community with regards to hunting and the outdoors. That was something I wanted to be really intentional about because I have a 2-year-old daughter and I want her to grow up loving the outdoors as much as I do. And it's really cool that there's a lot of badass vets like you, Ariel, on the team here, because I want her to grow up knowing that that's a thing and knowing that that's a alley that she can walk down one day. And, you know, growing up being comfortable with firearms and spending time in the woods is invaluable. So that's really well said. Caleb, what do you got for us?
I would challenge anybody that's going to jump into the application on August 1st to really look at themselves and define the word drive and why. You really need to understand your reasoning why of what you're doing and how you're going to do it and really why you want to jump onto this application and be a part of this team. Know your why and then know what it's going to take to drive yourself to get to that why. Because this is a very driven group of individuals and we all have a very firm and very understood why of why we're a part of this team. I definitely challenge anybody that's going to jump onto that application to understand their drive and understand their why fully.
I love that. Bobby, what do you think?
So like everybody else says too, you know, we definitely want to get some of the best people on here. And I just want to say that, like, you know, you want to just make sure that you read everything thoroughly and you are fully committed. Like that's just one thing that stood out is you just want to, you know, a lot of people say like play full out, like, you know, don't be shy. Don't just be yourself and be open. I mean, like I joke with all of you guys and that's because I, you know, treat you guys like my friends and that means I like you all. If I ignore you, that's when I don't like you. So that's why it's we're hard on each other, but that's because we all like each other. And it's fun that we can all relax and just be ourselves completely here.
Well said, man. Scotty, you want to close us out with some wisdom?
Yeah, well, I agree with what everybody has said so far. And definitely what Ariel said. I mean, there's a group of some badass women in the group, you know, and it's fun to see, you know, everybody, men and women, just getting after life, you know, cause, it's not about just hunting or lifting or eating, you know, it's about everybody pushing each other, similar to what Caleb was saying about finding what your why is, you know. One of those things that I've been really focused on is just, you know, passion. Like what, you know, I've been asking some buddies like, hey, do you have a passion in your life? You know? And I think that, certainly hunting and, you know, of course I like doing these European mounts and whatnot. It's a passion of mine just because I love the outdoors. You know, I love being out there every chance I can get. And I think with HLE, it's pushing me personally to be better, in a lot of different aspects. One of the things I love the most about HLE is just, and the podcast, it's obvious that we're not professionals here. You know, we are avid, just outdoorsmen and women. And we're all here to learn, you know, we're not Remy Warren and we're not Cameron Haynes, you know, we're not these guys. We're trying to use all of our own attributes out here to better ourselves. That's, you know, the purpose of a team. You know, and if that's something you're looking for, then this could be a place for you if you want it bad enough. And there's just so much potential too. I think that's one of the things that really stood out for me, being part of the first group to come in. There's just so much potential here with the company and as a team. You know, I'm here and I'm fully in it. I'm here for the ride, you know, and nobody really knows exactly where it's headed, but it's going somewhere good. I can tell you that. Just, it can't go anywhere else with a group of people like this, you know? You know, that's what I'm most excited for. And then of course, you know, the friendships and the camaraderie here, you know, we talked about how there's a group of veterans here. And I think for veterans, even myself, you know, when you get out, you're kind of searching for that camaraderie because it's hard to find, unless you're, you know, maybe you're a firefighter or a cop, and I've done some of that stuff too, but it's just not the same as when you're in the service and you've got your people with you. And you know, this group of people, you know, we all get it, you know, and we're all in it together. And I'm just proud to be part of the team and looking forward to seeing this next group of potential candidates to come through here and even add to it. So I'm super pumped.
Heck yeah. Well, y'all heard it here first. If you're considering applying to the Hunt Lift Eat team member program, please do so. Applications will open August 1st. And one of these awesome voices that you're listening to on this episode will be conducting your interview. So hit them up, shoot them a message. If you have any questions, I'll drop everybody's IG @ in the show notes. And then, yeah, hopefully we'll hear from you guys August 1st. One last thing before we roll out of here. Hunt Lift Eat. I'm going to drop this on Thursday. I just decided we're going to drop it Thursday. We have a new fundraiser coming up for the week of July 1st through July 5th, which is a wild alliteration that Derek came up with. The second annual Four Fathers 4th of July Freedom Run, 5 or 10K, which is like, that's a lot of Fs, boy. That's out of control. But that's what we're doing. The Four Fathers 4th of July Freedom Run, okay? Go sign up, Hunt Lift Eat Official on Instagram. Go sign up on the website. I'll drop the sign up in the show notes as well. All proceeds, 100% of all proceeds go to one of our affiliates, an organization called Operation Pay It Forward, which is committed to getting veterans back into the outdoors, whether it's hunting or fishing or camping or hiking or whatever. They take vets and help people get into the outdoors and enjoy the outdoors. It's an incredible organization. We're proud to partner with them. And 100% of your proceeds go there. It's the easiest Hunt, Lift, Eat challenge that you could ever do. All you have to do is run a 5K or a 10K between the 1st and the 5th. I mean, come on. Caleb's going to do it. He's going to drink 2 beers per mile, I'm pretty sure. He'll put it on Instagram. So we'll see it happen. Yeah, exactly. Run. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's all rucking is. You're just like really slow drinking beer while you're got weight on your back, right?
Yeah.
I did put on my Facebook $50 HLE gift card I'm giving to anybody that does it and does it in a Speedo and post a video first. The first person to do that is getting a $50 gift card from me. So I want to see it. So
easy money, Scotty. Easy money. $50.
You got me thinking about it. I'm thinking. I'm considering it.
It's probably illegal in California.
I'm into that, like just straight cash. Fuck it.
I love it.
I'll send you my Venmo. Go sign up.
Yeah, there you go. Too easy. Go sign up. Go follow everybody here. And listeners, we appreciate the hell out of you guys, and we'll talk to you next week.